Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
Never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Good morning. Welcome. I am Leslie Hare, Communication and Information Technology Coordinator of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, and I will be sharing a reflection with you this morning. Let us pray. Dear Lord God, with the prophet Joel, we lament the devastation of this plague. Joy and gladness are cut off before our eyes. Disease kills countless. Fear afflicts millions. All grieve at this global loss and weep at widespread adversity. Hear us, O God. Uphold us with your strength. Give us your life, even as we affirm that God the Father holds the universe in arms of mercy. God the Son brought healing to the sick and suffering. God the Spirit grants us peace within our pain. Thanks be to God. A prayer by Professor Gail Ramshaw. Imagine with me that the coronavirus pandemic is over. A suitable vaccine has been developed. It has been equitably distributed and administered throughout the nations, and our lives are back to normal. In what state do you wish to be then, when it is over? The storm has passed, the winds have subsided, and the earth is dry. No doubt, we wish to be standing upright. But if not, we hope for the possibility of rebuilding our lives and moving forward with assurance that there is still a root in the ground from which we can reap a harvest. Is there hope in this tribulation? Is there some assurance to which we can cling as we navigate the choppy waters of COVID-19? Is there comfort of deliverance, of an end to the crisis and its ravaging effects? I believe there is, for at least three reasons. Firstly, God is love. I know this because when I look at creation, the beautiful flowers, the sunshine, the mountains, the ocean, the trees, the grass, the blue sky, and look into the eyes of my dogs, I see the loving nature of God reflected there, and I'm assured that God is good. When I consider that God sacrificed his only begotten Son so that we could spend eternity free from trials, tribulations, fear, and struggle, in a place of perfection, then I know that God is love. And because He is, our deliverance from COVID-19 is sure. Secondly, I am assured of the promise of God's deliverance through my study of biology. In my studies, I came to understand the majesty and brilliance of God, who intricately created the human body, with everything having a specific purpose and working superbly together. The same is true of all creation. All things work in tandem. This tells me that God is purposeful and intentional. It tells me that He has a purpose for all that He allows, and that even this pandemic will ultimately work for our good, though this may not be apparent now. Can we therefore seek the Lord as we wait for His purpose to be revealed, and not allow this trial to be wasted on us? Can we allow the crisis to make us complete in Him, complete and entire, lacking nothing at the end of the test, according to James 1, 2-4? Thirdly, I believe that God is sure to deliver us from the crisis that the global community faces, because from the beginning of Scripture to the end, God has shown Himself to be a deliverer, the deliverer of His people, and the deliverer of the world. The Scriptures teach us that when we are afflicted, God is afflicted. He's not removed from our pain. He's touched by the feeling of our infirmities, according to Hebrews 4, verse 15. And He cannot turn away from us, because He made us. We matter to God, and everything that concerns us is of concern to our loving God, who promises never to leave nor forsake us. How then do we usher in the deliverance which we so desperately need? I would like to suggest the following strategy. First, we decide that we are going to stand, come what may. Because, you see, the Scripture says that as we think within our hearts, so we are. Proverbs 23, verse 7. Secondly, we daily fill our hearts and minds with the all-powerful Word of God, words of life and truth, so that we will be strengthened by the food of the Word and our thirst quenched by the living water of assurance. We daily think thoughts from the Word of God, as those who keep their minds on God will be kept in perfect peace, according to Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thirdly, we commit to praying throughout the entire journey and avail ourselves to hear God's words of peace and promise of deliverance spoken to our hearts as He journeys with us through the storm. God tells us in Hebrews 4, verse 16, to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us therefore resolve to patiently wait and faithfully endure, persevering and persisting in prayer until things change, even as we submit to the governing authorities and obey the health protocols for our protection and that of others. You see, when we fix our thoughts on who God says He is and what He says He will do, undergirded by prayer and supplication, we experience the peace that passes all understanding, according to Philippians 4, 6-7. And we become like the palm tree, which, although the winds toss it to and fro, it bends but does not break. My brothers and sisters, can we emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic stronger and more resilient? Yes. Yes, we can. God has never lost a battle. May we cling to faith, hope, and love, and so be steadied in the eye of the storm. May we adhere to the principles of God's word so that our prayers are not hindered. And may we rest assured that this too shall pass. Let us pray. Faithful, loving God, we acknowledge you as the Savior and Deliverer of the world. We cry to you as we recognize that the coronavirus pandemic is not beyond your ability to eradicate. We earnestly pray for your help and deliverance and ask that you will stir our hearts to discipline in obeying the health protocols, compassion to help those in need, and the confident expectation that we will stand if we subscribe to your principles and hold to the truths that you are love, you have a purpose for the storm, and you are our faithful deliverer. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
I can trust because you're faithful. I can lead because you're strong. You give me reason to believe when hope is almost gone. I can fall because you're gentle. I can cry because you're kind. You always take me as I am. I never need to hide. You are the strength inside this heart of mine, healing the pain. Time after time, each moment that I live, I long to give back to you, Lord. 'Cause this heart of mine is yours. Join
some of our congregations for their streamed worship services this morning. Webster Memorial United Church on YouTube at 8 o'clock. Lincoln Kirk United Church on Facebook at 9 o'clock. And Bryce United Church on YouTube at 10 o'clock. The coronavirus is a real threat to Jamaica and the world. Its rapid spread has resulted in unprecedented and dire health and economic outcomes for persons of all ages. But we can stop the spread. Wash your hands regularly with soap and water, or hand sanitize. Cover your nose and mouth with a mask when in public, and maintain 6 feet distance from persons at all times. The solution is in our hands. By taking these simple steps, we can protect ourselves and those around us from suffering and economic loss. Let's take action today. Stay safe. Thanks to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Leslie Hare. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith. Produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10. Telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com. And find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.